It's 1900, and a German immigrant, along with 15 partners, buy 900,000 acres of timberland in Washington State. The company? Weyerhaeuser. Decades later, under President and CEO Jack Creighton, Weyerhaeuser finds itself facing environmentalists who want logging to stop in order to protect the spotted owl. For StoryCorps Northwest, Jack Creighton shares a lesson he learned from that experience with Jimmy Collins.
For many people, growing trees, or most people, that's great. But cutting down trees, to some people, is sort of like a sin. Weyerhaeuser always thought that we were a responsible company. We had a rule that we'd replant within 12 months after harvesting trees. And prior to World War II, we embarked on something called tree farming. Again, some people found it an anathema, but it was a purpose of planting trees, fertilizing them, and seeing them grow faster, obviously, so we could harvest them. I'd say the anti-Weyerhaeuser sentiment hit its peak during the spotted owl crisis. Spotted owl is a small owl that nested in old-growth forests. The federal government came in and started to restrict our harvesting activities, but something happened that surprised the government and surprised the environmental folks. Weyerhaeuser scientists knew more about the spotted owl than the government or the environmentalists, and we were able to prove that we could continue to harvest on a slightly restricted basis and still not bother the owls. But it brought home to Weyerhaeuser that we needed to do a better job in educating the people, particularly in the communities where we operated. So we had what we called town hall meetings. The response was overwhelming. The first meeting we had, it was packed. Senior Vice President Charlie Bingham and I were up on the stage alone. We gave a 15-minute pitch on what Weyerhaeuser was doing, and then we turned it over to the audience for questions. And the questions, one thing that Charlie and I learned, we realized this meeting was about listening to people. One of the most riveting experiences we ever had was a gentleman with a well-trimmed beard, a clean flannel shirt. He said, "I want to go up and look at those two men in the eye and ask the questions." Well, he came to the forefront 6 or 7 feet from us. At first, I was a little worried that he might get into physical abuse, but he started with verbal abuse. He thought Weyerhaeuser Company and their logging activities had resulted in water runoff, that it impacted his land. When it was all done and he was crying, there was nothing either Charlie or I could say but thank you. One of the big lessons I learned as CEO of the company, listening to people is very important.
Jack Creighton sharing a lesson learned while he was president and CEO of Weyerhaeuser. You can hear this story and others from the Northwest on our website, nwpr.org. Special thanks to China Berry Hill, a luxury urban B&B, and Multiplication.com for their help in bringing StoryCorps to our area.